When we pay attention to the mind, to our experience, the things that tend to show up, you know, our body sensations, how our body feels, or breath, or emotions, or moods, our thoughts. Those are the things of the mind, the things that we experience. It's not that we do a body meditation, emotions meditations, and thinking meditations, but we just show up for whatever shows up in our minds. So this morning, I'm going to just give a little bit of instruction on working with the emotions that show up in your mind. Some emotions can vary from very subtle, you know, impatience, irritation, to the really strong emotions like fear and anger, or joy and love. And they cover the full range of human experience, from the worst things we experience to the most wonderful things we experience. It's a huge, huge field of experience. Sometimes in meditation, some people who are highly emotional in their daily lives, nothing shows up. That's fine. So take the suggestions I make, and they might be useful at another, you know, during the day when they do show up. Some people are just not very emotional. You know, they have a low level of emotional response. That's fine too. We're all very different. We have different characters. So, you know, what's important is that all emotions are okay. It doesn't matter what we feel. You know, it's something we can pay attention to, hold it with, and see it clearly. That's the only purpose we have in meditation. We don't have to fix an emotion. We don't have to make it go away. We just have to let it be. And the word emotion actually means to move through. None of us have the same emotion that we had yesterday and still hanging on there. Even though there might be moods which are a lot slower moving, but an emotion comes and goes. It has a like a wave. And if we stay present for it, we can hold even very difficult emotions. There are two different aspects to an emotion. I mean, there's more, but basically of how we experience an emotion. And there's a mental flavor and a physical sensation. So for instance, if you think about when you've been angry in the past, there's like a flavor in the mind that's different than when you've been fearful in the past. Like you've recognized it. It's hard to, you know, pinpoint what is it that lets you know the difference between fear and anger, but you know that difference. And that's different than the way our bodies react when we're angry or we're fearful, or we're sad, or we're irritable. The body reacts differently, and maybe differently each time we feel that way. Noticing the difference between this is the physical aspect and this is the flavor can be really helpful to work with difficult emotions. So the practice instructions on working with emotions is that if we, if we're sitting there watching the breath, if an emotion arises but it doesn't have a lot of juice, we just let it be. We just let it kind of move, you know, come and go. But if it's compelling, we make it the object of meditation. Just like if there's a physical sensation that's really compelling, we make that the object of meditation. And then when it's no longer compelling, we come back to the breath. With strong emotions, it can be very easy to get caught up in them and or resist them if we're in the habit of not really connecting with our emotions, you know, trying to fix them, trying to do all sorts of things with them. So there's a little formula that that we sometimes use to just help us get grounded with an emotion and work with it more skillfully. And it can, you know, it can be very helpful at times. And it's the one that we changed it a little bit from the way we used to teach it. So it's called the raft. Some of you are familiar with rain, but it's pretty much pretty close. It's called raft. And so it's there's four things that we can do. The first thing we do is, and I'll repeat it, so don't worry about it. If this is new to you, don't worry about trying to hold it, okay? When an emotion arises, recognizing it, R for recognition, is really important to know it's there and to know what it is. Sometimes it's, you know, it's not clear what the emotion is. So it's okay to recognize it as an unpleasant emotion or a painful emotion. So it doesn't matter if we're accurate, it just matters that I recognized it, I see you, I see it's there. And very often, just recognizing an emotion, it kind of goes away. That's enough. You don't have to chase it. You don't have to finish the formula. Just let it be, let it go. But if it's still, you know, important, you know, compelling, then you can go on to the next piece, which is the A, and that's to accept. Often what happens is, you know, we don't want to be having a difficult, afflictive emotion. And so we're kind of pushing it away. And when you push it away, it actually creates more agitation in the mind. So if we can just relax and accept it, recognize it and accept it, that yes, it's okay, you belong. Sometimes then it goes away then, and there's nothing else to do. The next piece, which is what often ends up being the most used piece in this formula, is the F, which is to actually feel it in the body. When we bring the attention from kind of the what might feel like a little bit of a chaos in a strong emotion, right into the body sensations. You know, if you're angry, you know, maybe your fists are tight or your jaws are tight or your stomach's tight. You know, and just really feel the sensations. You know, if you're afraid, you might feel just this coursing of adrenaline in your body. You know, just ground yourself in the body sensations and just stay with them. Stay with them as it passes. You know, if it passes, you just go right back to the breath, just back to your primary object, back to your home base. But sometimes, you know, an emotion can like keep recurring during the same sitting over and over, or we're just kind of still stuck in it. And so the T is for teasing it apart. And what we mean by that is that it's the time you can pay attention. For instance, I spoke about this yesterday. We often tell ourselves stories about what's happening. And so let's say somebody said something really insulting to us at work, you know, and you got upset, but it went away. By the end of the day, you're fine. You kind of forgot all about it. Then you come home and tell your partner about it. And you get just as upset as when it happened. That's the story. The feeling might be the hurt. You might feel a lot of hurt, maybe shame, you know, different emotions. But the story triggers it. And so really seeing the difference between, yeah, this is what happened. This is the story. And this is what I'm feeling. And that can really help tease it apart and allow it to heal, allow it to, you know, hurts, you know, it's okay. It's, you know, that's what happens. And we can just allow the hurt, allow ourselves to feel the hurt and then, you know, return back to the breath. Or if you use this at other times, you know, you just return to your activity, whatever you were doing. Sometimes for some people, these strong emotions occur during walking meditation. You know, I recommend that you just take a moment and stop. Just stop if the strong emotion happens, attend it, give it all the attention it needs, and then continue walking. So let's go ahead and I'll just guide the very first part of the meditation for this next sit. So find a comfortable position. Take a couple of deep breaths. And with each breath, settling in a little more. Get a general sense of how you feel right now in your body. Relax any obvious tensions. If anything doesn't want to relax, it's okay. Just try to soften around it. Notice your general emotional state. How do you feel right now? And then shift your attention to the breath, to your home base, and let your attention rest there. For the first few minutes, just try to stay focused on the breath. And keeping the breath in the foreground, widen your field of attention to include any strong body sensations or any emotions that may arise. If any compelling sensations or emotions arise, tune your attention to it without judgment or reacting to it. And when it's no longer compelling, return to the breath. If a compelling emotion arises, recognize it, name it, accept it, allow that it's there. Feel the sensations of the body. And if needed, notice if there's a story attached to it. Notice the difference between the body sensations and the story. It's always appropriate to return to the breath. If it ever gets confusing, if you're not sure what to do, you can always go back to the breath. It's okay. Things need attention will come up again and again.